There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills the place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face, and my heart is overflowing with the fullness of his joy. I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Close your outer eyes if you haven't already. And open your mind and heart to the power that changes things, that transforms lives. The power of God. The word repentance that we associate with baptism is really a mistranslation based on tradition. John's explanation in the original tongue for his baptism was that it was for the purpose of metanoia, which, if we take scripture literally, means to turn your mind, your head around completely. To, as Paul suggests in the 12th chapter of Romans, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so get a sense that that transforming power is with you now. There is a light shining in the darkness, in the depths of your soul, waiting to radiate through you and all around you, to erase the shadows of limitation, the dark corners of regret and embarrassment, to show you what you are capable of doing and being, and to give you faith that it can be done. Is there something you have done or left undone that you regret? Is there some area of your life where you wish you'd done better? You can do it. You are the child of God. you have a spiritual potential greater than you can imagine. Have access to the power and resources of the Almighty. The power that will lift you higher so that you can see and be carried beyond the hurdle, over the valley, up to the summit of experience, in to the sunshine. And you are that power. That power, that light in expression. And as you think about these things, you do feel it. Feel the Spirit of God stirring within you. Have a growing sense that you are greater than your fears, greater than anything you have done or failed to do in the past, greater than any challenge or obstacle that may lay before you. You can become like a new person. Your life can be transformed, turned around. You can change. And Lord God, give us the strength, the wisdom to know what we are, what we really can do, and also the faith and strength to decide that we will do it. We will be it. We will see it. We not only can change, be transformed, we shall be, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it is. Let us complete our prayer time now as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.